Even as the sheriff was deep in the woods battling for his life against the hive of gigantic bees, things were beginning to happen in the town of Hilldale. I take you now to the seat of power and corruption.
Mayor Ridge, Dr. Kathy is here to see you on some sort of urgent business.
That bleeding heart probably wants another donation. May as well send the little turd in.
Mayor Ridge, we are dealing with a crisis.
What is it this time, Kathy? Nepal? Africa? The Ukraine? You liberals always trying to save the world on the taxpayers' dime.
The problem is here, Perlina. I didn't want to believe it. Thought the sheriff was talking nonsense, but the evidence, Madam Mayor, is overwhelming.
What evidence? What are you talking about?
Look at these pictures.
What am I looking at?
Plant cells. I took samples from the inside and just outside of the town. The cells in the pictures on the right are 3 times bigger. They match the blood samples I took from my godson. I have an autopsy report here on a bobcat the size of a cougar. And look at this.
What the hell is it?
A bumblebee, Madam Mayor. Right now, Sheriff Parks and his men are dealing with a hive of these bastards, and trust me, the sting is as nasty as it looks.
What the devil does it all mean?
It means the town is getting smaller, shrinking like Rick Moranis in that awful third film.
I rather liked Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves.
Be serious, the town is in danger.
How can I be when you tell me something mad? Tell me there's a toxic pollutant and I can put a committee together. Tell me there's a viral outbreak and I'll have the CDC here in 24 hours. You tell me the town is shrinking. What am I supposed to do? Call Ant-Man?
Who?
Ant-Man, Marvel superhero. There was a whole movie about him.
I don't know superheroes, I know facts. The fact is that the human race stands at the top of the food chain. No creature can take us down in our element. However, that is no longer the case. Not in Hilldale, at least. We have bobcats big enough and bold enough to attack 2 armed men. We have bees like this thing that can conceivably kill anyone with a single sting. I'm warning you that this is only the beginning.
You sound as crazy as my brother-in-law. Get out of my office!
But Madam Mayor, you must listen.
Now! Before I have you thrown out!
Be it on your own head, then.
Good God, I need a drink.
I have a call on line 1 for you, from the EPA.
Send it through, Mr. Bojack.
Good day, Madam Mayor. I'm Special Agent Skinner of the Environmental Protection Agency.
What can I do for you, Agent Skinner?
That's Special Agent Skinner, and I have a matter of some sensitivity to discuss with you.
Go ahead. This line is secure.
No doubt. The thing is, I just spent the last hour talking to one of the deputies of your sheriff's department who tells me our man Sykes never arrived. Are you people absolutely sure that's the case?
It's a small town, Agent Skinner. Strangers don't go unnoticed. I'd know if an EPA man was skulking about.
Troubling. Very troubling. I have to tell you something, Madam Mayor, but I'll need your word that you'll keep a lid on it.
We'll see. Go ahead.
Agent Sykes hasn't checked in. He went missing about 2 days ago.
A lot of that going around lately.
The thing about Sykes is that he's a problem case. A few years ago, he was accused of corruption, but he beat the charges and moved on with his career.
But there's evidence now that he's guilty? Now that he's disappeared? Seems simple enough to me.
Not simple at all, Madam Mayor. You see, Sykes put in for promotion recently. Standard procedure calls for a psych evaluation. We got the results shortly after sending him to Hilldale. Put it bluntly, he's a madman.
What exactly do you mean by madman?
I mean he belongs in a straitjacket. The report describes him as a psychotic paranoiac with delusions of grandeur and sociopathic tendencies. He has no moral compass, unprecedented degrees of narcissism, and...
Enough. I get the picture. This guy's nuttier than fruitcake. A dangerous lunatic that you handed authority and sent into my town.
Oh, get off your high horse. The last report from your town indicated a mad scientist may have been running an illegal homemade nuclear reactor. I think we can both agree that a scandal is the last thing that either of us need.
I wouldn't be so sure of that. The mad scientist, as you put it, is my brother-in-law, and he disappeared right around the same time your Looney Tune is supposed to have shown up. It's very likely he's been murdered. It's going to cost you a lot to keep this quiet, Mr. Skinner.
Name your price, bitch.
I intend to. Oh, shrinking indeed. I see this town growing.
What?
Just a thought, Skinner. Just a thought.
Meanwhile, Sheriff Parks and the militia leader, Willie Bates, come to the source of the desperate shrieks for help.
Help me! Help me!
Good Lord! Them dogs is the size of horses!
I see them. I can't hardly believe my eyes, but I see them. The guy is hanging from some sort of wildlife trap, and the beasts are circling him like sharks in a frenzy.
What do we do? We can't just leave this bastard up there. My flamethrower's empty. What about you?
Same. I doubt my sidearm would do much good against six of those things.
You got six shots, don't you?
I'll pretend you did not say that. No, I think I have a plan, but it's crazy. Granted, not as crazy as yours, but close.
You don't keep me in suspense.
I recognize this pack. A bunch of nuisance mutts belong to that farmer, Jobber Lamp. Before he keeled over, his dogs went feral and have been, running around the woods for the past month, begging for scraps and scaring kids.
Is your point that you want to aim real careful before shooting them?
For the last time, Willie, I ain't gonna shoot at them. They're the size of grizzly bears, and ain't no one dumb enough to shoot a grizzly bear with a pistol.
Well, what's your plan?
These dogs are used to people. Lambert was a wife-beating son of a bitch, but trained his mutts well. They've gone feral, but that training might still be in there. Now, I'm pretty sure I'm good at impressions. And we're far enough away, they won't smell us. So I'll climb up on your shoulders, and we'll get the setting sun behind us. And I'll do my damnedest Lampwick impression.
You're right, Parks. This is crazy.
Bad dogs, bad. Leave them alone. Get on home. Get.
I can't believe that worked.
Come on, let's get him down from that trap.
Well, I'll cut the rope. Wait.
Ugh. Ugh. Are you all right?
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Officer? It's Sheriff, actually.
Shut up, he doesn't know.
I was up there for hours, Sheriff. You have no idea.
On the ground, it looks like you dropped this badge.
Right. In the excitement, I forgot to introduce myself. My name is Andrew Venus Sykes, special agent for the EPA. I was out here on a job recently. My car broke down, phone died, and I got lost in these woods. Then those monsters showed up.
This is the sheriff. I'm out by Route 66. I have a man here who's been lost in the woods for a while. Says he's with the EPA.
EPA? I was just on the horn with one of them while somebody they sent down here. You think this is a missing agent?
Well, he's got the badge. Beyond that, I couldn't say. Send someone up here to take him off my hands.
Give me 10 minutes. I'll be right there.
Not you, Thomas. You're still on the mend from the bobcat attack.
I'm fine. I need to get up off this desk and do some real police work.
Just take it easy, Thomas. You nearly lost an arm with that cat. Send someone else up here, and you focus on getting better.
Sure, I'll send Vex. She's finished dragging the river. Oh, that reminds me. Watson isn't merely dead. He is really most sincerely dead.
Shit! Was he murdered?
Two slugs in the chest. What do you think?
You tell Vince to keep up her guard around this guy. I don't trust this squirrely bastard from the EPA, not one bit.
You like him for the killer?
Maybe. But maybe is good enough to watch for our asses around this guy. Tell Vince to bring some shotguns and rifles along with plenty of ammo.
For the EPA guy?
No. There's something a lot worse cooking up here. Something real bad.
The old log cabin sits surrounded by trees. It slightly leans to the left towards the ridge of the raised earth upon which rests an unusually large shack made of wood and twisted wire that, were it smaller, might resemble a dog kennel. A young couple approach the cabin, situated less than a mile from where the sheriff encountered the pack.
This dump is the place you were talking about?
Yeah, ain't it great? The guy who owned it just dropped dead one day. He was like my fifth cousin or something. Didn't have any family, so they say it's mine.
I don't like this place, Rob. There's something about it that doesn't feel natural.
I got a free cabin, the perfect cozy little spot to spend our honeymoon, and you just complain. Is this what married life is gonna be like?
No, of course not. This place isn't so bad. Well, it sure is solidly built.
That's the spirit. No one in my family ever built anything that didn't last.
What's that sound?
Just some stray dogs. Forget about it. Let me take you over the threshold, baby.
After 12 tense minutes of waiting by the road, Sheriff Parks finally hears the unmistakable sound of a police charger approaching.
Vince! You look awful.
Just what every girl wants to hear. I'll have you know that bloated corpse was the most disgusting thing I ever seen, and the only reason I found it was because I fell in the drink. Imagine falling into that icy water and floating to the surface on a decomposing carcass that had been caught in some rocks. I could have died, and I lost my lunch, my breakfast, and the dinner I had last Tuesday.
That's quite a story. I hope you learned your lesson.
What lesson?
Look before you leap. Ow!
Why, you unappreciative fathead!
Calm down. I was just having some fun. Step over here for a moment. We gotta talk business.
What's up, Sheriff?
You bring the guns?
Sure thing. What do you need them for?
More of that stuff you told me you don't want to think about.
And I don't. If this town's shrinking, let someone else deal with it. Me, I'll keep doing my job. But what about this EPA fella? Doesn't look like much. You really like him as the killer?
10 minutes with this guy is enough to tell he's gone nuts. That's for sure. Real question is if he started that way. You get him to the station, and you find any excuse to sit on him and get prints from him.
I know the drill, boss. Detain and print on the down low.
Just keep your gun handy, Vince. This guy's nuttier than a Snickers bar.
What about Willie?
Deputized him. We're gonna take them guns and deal with that big problem you don't want to know about. After all that shit I've done, I never figured on wearing the badge. Just don't get used to it. Is this the person that will take me away from this place? Yes, this deputy, Vince. She's gonna take you downtown and... No, no, no! Shut up, you fool. Shut up, they'll know. Sorry, so sorry. This stress of the situation has me rattled. I haven't slept, you see. Not in days.
I understand, Agent Sachs. You know your people worried about you. Let's get you downtown and let everyone know you're alive.
Absolutely. I've nothing to hide. When I was abducted by extraterrestrial people said I was nuts. But that guy there is bananas. Vince can handle him. I'm more worried about us. That pack of Danes is no laughing matter.
They are wild and big, and we know they don't see any difference between human being and a jackrabbit. We ain't that small. We ain't that big either. These dogs are huge. Giant killers, and we gotta put them down before someone gets dead, and we're gonna do it from a distance. We're each gonna take a rifle, and we'll pop them off from as far as we can. If any of them do get close, switch to the shotgun.
You're forgetting who I am. You don't gotta explain guns to me. You just tell me where to shoot and I'll do the rest.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. Just follow my lead on this one.
It's getting closer.
It's still on about those stray dogs? Come sit on this bearskin rug. Let's forget about everything else and consummate our marriage again.
I'm telling you, it's louder than it was.
You feel better, I'll check.
The powerful door! Hand it to me! Don't just stand there! I need it before! For God's sake, Nancy! I can't hold the door for long!
I'm sorry! Take it! Quick!
Quick! Help me before it gets on! That should hold it. I hope.
Rob, I'm frightened. I'm so glad you weren't hurt.
You stupid bitch! You nearly got me killed!
I didn't mean it, Rob. I was too scared to move.
God, what have I done? Nancy, forgive me. I have no idea what came over me. It's those things out there. Those horrible things. The truth is, I'm frightened too. More than ever in my life, I took it out on you, and that was wrong. I'm sorry.
Rob, there's more of them now. We're surrounded. What will we do? Can we call for help?
I've got no bars. There's no service out here, baby.
Try the landline.
Good thing. That's why I married you. Hello? Hello? No good. It's dead.
We'll bring the whole place down!
No, they won't. Not if I can help it. I'm taking this pistol and this axe. And I'm dealing with them once and for all.
You'll be killed!
They're just animals. They don't know how to fight. Stupid, overgrown mutts. That's all they are, Nancy. One eye man, one eye at the top of the food chain. Man invented guns and axes for situations like this, to put nature in its place.
Rob, please, stop. You aren't thinking clearly. Put the bar back on the door.
No chance, Nancy. Time to see your man in action. Feel the power of the human race, you dumb animals! Take that! And that! You brutes are no match for a real man! Out of ammo! I don't need a gun! Come on, you mangy bastards! I took down your friend! The rest of you want a piece! Get off me! Get off! You monsters! I want to live! I want to live! Damn you!
Sweet mama, there's somebody alive in there.
Little Nancy Tanner, the baker's daughter, all grown up. That means the body out front must be Rob. They just got married.
Body? That's more like ground beef out there. Closed casket, that's for sure.
Oh, Lord, no!
Show some damn decorum, Bates. Nancy, look at me. It's gonna be all right. I've been where you're at, and you're gonna make it. It'll be tough, but you were always a scrapper. Come on, stand up.
I can't. It's too hard.
Yes, yes you can. You've got all that strength inside you.
I'll try.
Good. We're gonna go see your father now. He'll take care of you.
Hold up. She better go out the back door. Decorum and all.
So the uncanny shrinking town has claimed its first life, but not its last. For in Hilldale, Maryland, the human race has lost its place at the top of the food chain, and Mother Nature is out for blood.
Enough of your mind games. I'll talk. I killed him. I murdered Professor Watson. I shot him in his own lab as he ran an experiment. Is that what you want to hear? How could I not? Look at this piece of gold plating from the watch made gigantic by his machine. I told him I'd kill him if he didn't make more, and all he did was laugh. Who's laughing now? I killed him, and I'd do it again. There, I said it. It feels good.
I just asked if you wanted some coffee. Vince, get this pig in a cell and open some champagne because we caught the killer.